Hi, this is John Hall. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 Acre.
Tune in every morning at 5 a.m., 7 a.m., and 9 a.m. for all the local news from the WGXC newsroom, from the Public News Service, from the River Newsroom's coronavirus report, to interviews from our partner station WOOC in Troy. You'll also hear the better weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate every morning on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM, your place on the dial for local news.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Inga Iverson of Philmont, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Nick Reisman in New York State of Politics tracks reaction in New York to the Supreme Court's decision to strike down the use of race as a factor in college admissions. Governor Kathy Hochul said, and I quote, "We are very disappointed in this decision, not unexpected given the political composition of the Supreme Court today. But that being said, we go forth to ensure New York remains a place where we celebrate diversity, inclusion, and we're going to continue to subscribe to those principles regardless of the decisions made by the Supreme Court of the United States," end quote. New York Republican Chair Ed Cox, by contrast, was elated, saying, and I quote, "De facto race quotas at our nation's elite institutions have been a roadblock on the path to the American dream for many Americans, especially Asian Americans. Today's decision takes us a big step closer to an America in which citizens are judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character," end quote. And the New York Bar Association released a statement, and I quote, "Businesses, including law firms, are worried about the legitimacy of corporate diversity initiatives. This could also impact governmental programs that require quotas, such as minority business enterprise requirements," end quote. Bar Association President Richard Lewis said, and I quote, "We want to prepare our members, clients, and lawyers throughout the state and the nation for any eventuality," end quote. Read more about this story in New York State of Politics. Mid-Hudson News reports that Ulster County is getting new voting machines. The Ulster County Board of Elections will buy the machines from Hart Intercivic. The Board of Elections released a statement saying, and I quote, "Hart Intercivic stands out as an all-American-made voting solution with a forward-thinking vision to make our elections more accessible and accountable. The commitment to innovation, security, and voter satisfaction aligns seamlessly with the goals of maintaining the integrity and efficiency of the electoral process in Ulster County," end quote. And while Republicans across the country have denigrated the integrity of voting machines by several different companies, Republican Commissioner John Quigley is in favor of Hart Intercivic machines, saying, and I quote, "Their proven track record and dedication to producing cutting-edge voting solutions give us the confidence that we have made the right choice for the voters of Ulster County," end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. The Daily Freeman reports that the New York State Department of Motor Vehicles unveiled on June 28 new Mid-Hudson regional license plates as part of a series of 10 special license plates depicting regions across the state. DMV Commissioner Mark J.F. Schroeder said, and I quote, "Every region of our state has something unique and interesting about it, and we are happy to celebrate that uniqueness by making these new license plates available for New York drivers. These also allow drivers to put their own unique touch on their vehicles and show pride for the place they live." End quote. There is an additional fee for custom plates, and New York is creating more than 200 custom plates for branches of the military and veterans, counties and regions of New York State, professions, courses, and sports teams. Custom plates can also be ordered by mail or by calling the agency's custom plate office at 518-402-4838. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXE weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 5 p.m. It will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 83 degrees and a south wind at 6 to 9 miles per hour. On Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 65 degrees and a south wind at 9 miles per hour. And on Sunday, a chance of showers before 11 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., and showers and likely a thunderstorm after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 77 degrees. And Sunday night, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 2 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 67 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXE, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia Counties.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Alana Medlock of Kingston, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXE sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXE.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio and I heard this thing.
90.7 FM, listener aided and abetted radio.
Number 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
from the 2023 album The Gate. That was So Hum from Dave Swellison, William Parker, and Steve Hirsch.
Number nine.
from the 2023 album Lightning Dreamers. That was Future Shaman from Rob Mazurek and the Exploding Star Orchestra on WGXC.
Number
8. From his 2023 album Wronger, here is Hudson's Tommy Stinson with Here We Go Again.
1, 2, 3, 4. Jumping off this roller coaster, let's find out where the exits are before we get any closer. Do we go again? Throw out your rusty pen to your old gun holster. You've been riding long enough, you could have had it reupholstered. But get yourself a new cool gun, I mean, it might stick a little longer. Buffoonery, copyrights in perpetuity.
Still dry out. Song yellow.
2023 music from Guided by Voices there called Meet the Star on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6.
The town of standing water. Sally Bright's the coming of the 1500 pass by supermarket. Women DJ from the radio. Standing FM. The local anesthetic. On the Brownfield estate, there's a purpose built health center.
Catskills' Reckless Eric from his 2023 album Leisureland, that is Standing Water, on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
5. From the 2023 album The Age of Pleasure, that's Janelle Monáe with Black Sugar Beach on WGXC.
Number
4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4. 4.
Next, we have 2023 music from Deerhoof. Their album is called Miracle Level, and this song is called My Lovely Cat.
Three.
Next up on WGXC is from the 2023 album River Said from New Zealand's Maxine Funk. This is Willow White.
A trifle early is the spring. dream grace. A trifle early is the spring, wonder willow wandering, milkmen running through the town like a seer. Over hill through darkest power, over hill through darkest power, the nightgown saints the dawn makes. Glass bottles over glass bottles sing, so earthy is the spring. Glass bottles over glass bottles sing, so earthy is the spring.
Jazz is the musical expression of the triumph of the Negro spirit.
Number
one.
I have known love, and at times it was a simple love, gentle and kind, with murmurs and whispers as we drift asleep. There is no fight left in me now. There is no fight left in me now. I have known love, and at times it shook me to the core. Tender yet cruel, consuming and desperate as the night burns on. There is no fight left in me now. There is no fight left in me now. Times it was a grieving love. Come to me now and cling to me tightly as the end draws near. There is no fight left in me. There is no fight left in me now.
From Kopeck, PG6 there with his first new music in over a decade with I Have Known Love from 2023.
This is Oxeye from Caliphone from the 2023 album Villagers.
Ghosts are only time. just as afraid of you as you are, as you are. Sex lives of saints and invisible men. Devoured. I like an ox lost in the promised land, so like a pocket calculator, trying on some new. Deny, deny, fear.